St. News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The death toll after tornadoes roared through the Midwest and South on Friday stands at least 25. Four people were killed in structural collapses in Illinois. Nine deaths happened in McNary County, Tennessee. Officials also confirmed storm-related deaths in Arkansas, Alabama, Delaware, Indiana, and Mississippi. Many homes and businesses were either damaged or destroyed. Pope Francis is observing Palm Sunday with a service in St. Peter's Square. The pontiff urged the world today to take better care of the poor, sick, and lonely. The Vatican says the 86-year-old plans to take part in a full host of Easter events this coming week, the busiest period in the Roman Catholic Church calendar. It comes a day after the Pope was released from the hospital after fighting a respiratory infection.
As he headed home, he had his driver pull over so that he could get out and talk to reporters. CNN Vatican correspondent Delia Gallagher caught up with him and asked how he was doing.
Still alive, you know? What comes to mind is something that once an old man older than me told me after a situation like this. Father, I didn't see death, but I saw it coming. It's ugly, huh?
Apparently, the Pope has quite a sense of humor. I'm Corey Myers.
The NCAA Women's Basketball National Championship game is this afternoon in Dallas, with LSU taking on Iowa for the title at 3:30 Eastern. On the men's side,
San Diego State is extending its Cinderella run with a shot at the title. Lamont Butler sank a jumper at the buzzer, lifting the Aztecs past Florida Atlantic 72-71. Jim Nance on CBS Sports. UConn is seeking its fifth championship after defeating Miami 72-59. The Huskies and San Diego State will play for the title on Monday night. I'm Jerry Barmash.
This is USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new face. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
An indictment reportedly charging former President Trump with dozens of counts related to business fraud, including some reported felonies, is not expected to be unsealed before his arraignment on Tuesday. The former president's campaign has wasted no time cashing in on his indictment.
The indictment has been profitable for former President Trump's current campaign. Trump has raised over $4 million since he was indicted in Manhattan on Thursday. Trump's campaign began sending out fundraising emails. Trump also asked for donations on his Truth Social platform, writing, "If you are doing well, which was made possible through the great policies of the Trump administration, send your contribution to DonaldJTrump.com. I'm John Schaefer.
Former Arkansas Governor Asia Hutchinson tells ABC's This Week that he's decided to run for the 2024 GOP nomination.
This is one of the most unpredictable political environments that I've seen in my lifetime. And so my message of experience, of consistent conservatism, of hope for our future and solving problems that face Americans, I think that resonates.
A formal announcement is expected later this month. Hutchinson joins former President Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley in the Republican primary. Traveling around the world in 80 days when they were 80 years old is reality for TikTok's traveling grannies. Ellie Hamby and Sandy Hazlip finally made it happen. The friends of 23 years traveled to all 7 continents. They're now back home in Texas. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. Their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.